From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.
2 weeks ago, I went to the Berkeley Public Library to get a new library card. After completing the application, I headed for the help desk. The young man seated behind the counter looked no more than 20, with dreadlocks trailing down to his waist. 45 years ago, I had never even heard of the word dreadlocks, but I would have known whom to ask, either Miss Esther or Miss Florence Johnson, spinster sisters who presided over our small Illinois town library with firm and knowing hands. It was in this building that I learned I could travel anywhere in my mind. As long as I asked with sufficient respect, Esther and Florence were willing to point the way to whatever world called me. They never knew how much that tall, skinny tomboy craved the quiet protection of the library, a respite from her cramped home filled with unacknowledged longings, regrets, and the smoke from her dad's unfiltered Pall Mall cigarettes. And besides, there were rules. No one could hit me while I was in the library. No one could yell at me or call me dunce. For me, it was like skidding into home plate with the umpire yelling, "Safe!" I thought back to that time as I walked toward the help desk with my finished paperwork and was blindsided by a flutter of tears. What would I have become if I hadn't been able to hide out in that library to read, to dream, and most of all, to be safe? And what about all those young people I saw in the alcoves sitting quietly with their books? Where would they be if they didn't have their library? I brushed aside my tears and inhaled deeply while the young man entered my information into his computer. When he looked up and handed me the new card, he flipped his dreadlocks over his shoulder and said, "Oh, and if you lose it, it'll cost you $1 to get a new one." "Don't worry," I said, fighting a new wave of tears. "I've never lost one yet." With a Perspective, I'm Rosie Sorensen.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.